Since opening its doors in July 2012 at Heritage Station in Huntington, the shop that only sells locally grown foods has flourished. With over 100 local farmers, artisans, and bakers producing goods for the market, they have run out of space. So when the city approached the market about moving to a larger location in Central City, Wild Ramp officials jumped at the chance. Shelly Keeney is the market manager.
We know what we have and we are making it bigger. The community, they haven't had anything like this before. So yeah, it's going to be somewhat nerve-wracking, I suppose, to help them to understand what we're all about, because this is something kind of new and different.
The new location at 555 14th Street West is in the heart of the old Central City Commercial District and will house a coffee shop. Most of the small commercial area is made up of antique shops. But in the middle is a building owned by the city that's housed many different businesses. But it's the farmer's market hosted in the back outdoor space during the summer months that succeeded long term. Moving the Wild Ramp naturally fit two needs, more space for the market, and a business that the city thinks can help encourage economic growth. Keeney says she tries not to think about the pressure of leading the charge for Central City.
I really don't feel pressured. I think the first time we moved, yeah, I felt some pressure there, just not really knowing, but not really any right now, other than, you know, we want to come into this community, invite them into our Wild Ramp world that we've had, and honestly, we're just really excited.
The Tailgate Farmers Market will continue to run from the outdoor space behind the Central City Market building where the ramp will be located. They'll operate from the last Saturday in June until the last Saturday in October. The Wild Ramp Board of Directors and volunteers have been working for several months on the move. Janine Marilla is the president of the Wild Ramp Board. She says there is a level of excitement about the added space will mean.
We've got so much more space. We've got producers that are excited to get down here and be able to bring us more items. We've gotten produce coolers donated so we can keep the produce. And I think it's just more of an excitement. We've had some of our farmers from Heritage Station ask us on Facebook, so when can I bring stuff down? So it's just an excitement.
The Wild Ramp has given more than $400,000 back to local producers. The market has three paid employees and relies on volunteers for staffing. Producers drop off items and sell on a consignment model, getting back 90% of the cost while the market retains 10% for operating expenses. Crystal Payne is the operations manager for the market. She says they hope there is no apprehension from their current customers on the move.
I've actually had customers tell me, I'm not going to shop here anymore. I'm thinking in my head, yes you will, because where else are you going to get your local honey? Where else are you going to get your local fruits and vegetables? I know some of our customers were a little apprehensive about us moving down here, but I've seen in the past probably month or so, people are so excited about our move.
The Wild Ramp will have extended hours at the new location. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.